Okay, we're going to have our reading from the Bible now, and I think Julie is going to come and read for us. Thank you.
The reading this morning is from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 to 43, and it's on page 1007 of the New International Version. Verses 21 to 43, a dead girl and a sick woman. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell on his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone from him. He turned round in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the child stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. I wonder if any of you remember, I think this goes back to the 1990s, I'm not sure, the film Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Well, in that film, there's a kind of pivotal moment when Indy is in a cave, and there's a large chasm at the edge of the cave. You know, it goes down probably over 100 feet. And he has to somehow get to the other side. How is he going to do that? Well, he's going to take a leap of faith. You know, just like Indy, taking that step of faith, the woman in our story also took a big step of faith, didn't she? As she stepped into that crowd, thinking to herself, "If only I could touch Jesus' cloak. If only I can do that, I will be healed." That is faith, isn't it? And it was costly faith. I mean, she should never have been in that crowd, really. In that culture, because she was suffering and bleeding. In that culture at that time, that made other people feel very uncomfortable and unclean themselves. She risked a lot to reach out, to step out in faith. So that's the first thing. Faith that steps out where it might be risky and uncomfortable. I wonder if God has ever challenged you in that way, or is challenging you in that way, to step out when you don't quite know how it's going to work out, what it might look like, what price it might cost you. Does God challenge you to step out, to take that step of faith that is risky? Others might not understand. That's what faith means, isn't it? Trusting God when it seems very kind of unlikely or unnatural to do so. But I'm going to trust God anyway. Secondly, faith requires waiting. And you know, sometimes you might be praying for someone, maybe that they would become a Christian, maybe praying that for someone's health to improve. Whatever it might be, very often we have to wait, don't we? That is an aspect of faith. God does things in his time, and we have to hold on and keep believing, even when we don't see things happening the way we would like them happen. That is faith, persevering. Keep believing. So faith can mean we take a risk, we do something that's challenging, it can be a bit scary, a bit risky, but faith also means waiting. And that's not easy to do. Most of us don't find waiting easy, do we? I certainly don't. We don't like to wait too long for anything. But that is what faith is. That's what it looks like. I'm going to believe and keep believing, even if it takes a long time. Okay, so then what happens? So Jesus heals a woman. Then as he starts to make his way to Jairus' house, some of the servants come from Jairus' house and tell Jesus, don't bother yourself. It's too late. She's already died. Do you remember what Jesus said? Well done, Mark. Yeah, she's not dead, she's just asleep. What a strange thing to say. Well, it must have sounded strange. So Jesus continues with Jairus, and they get to Jairus' house, and everybody's crying and wailing. They're beside her. This little girl has died. And Jesus said, just believe. And then what happens? What did the crowd do? Do you remember what they did? They laughed. Are you out of your mind? Are you some crazy person? She's dead. And they just laughed at Jesus. I wonder if you've ever been laughed at. Has anyone ever laughed at you? Maybe because you're a Christian, or you go to church, or maybe they just thought you're a bit odd, you know. What's wrong with you? Why would you go to church? Why would you believe in Jesus? You know, some people might mock, might laugh. They might just think you're something wrong with you or whatever. And that's tough, isn't it? That can be really quite tough. And yet faith keeps believing, even when other people doubt. When people might just say, you know, why do you believe in that? Why do you believe in Jesus? Faith, we need to continue in our faith, don't we? And not give in to the pressure around us, not to give in to what other people are saying, but to keep believing. That's what Jesus said to Jairus. Just believe. Never mind, don't listen to what everyone else is saying. Just keep believing. So we've looked at three different ways of faith, haven't we? Faith sometimes means stepping out and doing something that is quite challenging, quite risky, and people might not understand. We might not understand, but we're following what God wants us to do. That can be something very simple, by the way. It might just be picking up the phone for someone, calling someone. God has said, go and find out how so-and-so is. Or it might be sharing your faith. It might be anything. Stepping out. Other times it means waiting. Waiting until God does what God has said he will do. To persevere, to keep believing. And other times it means we'll keep believing even when other people laugh or think we're a bit strange. We keep believing, don't we? Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this time we've shared together, learning more about how you want us to live. And we hear your call again that we are to live by faith and not by sight. That we don't have to have everything worked out, but that we can trust you. We can trust your ways, we can trust your timing, we can trust your presence with us. And so we bless you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, you'd help each of us to grow in our faith, in our willingness to trust you in all of life's circumstances. We bless you, Lord, that you are faithful. You are good. You are trustworthy. So we bless you, Lord, and commit ourselves to you now as we go throughout this day and into this new week. Lord, help us to know you in the good times, the tough times, in every situation. We pray your blessing upon us, Lord. We pray that you will use us as builders of your kingdom. So go with us, we pray, as we offer you our thanks, our praise, and our worship. In the name of Jesus. Amen.